Go to chapter 1, the very first chapter of the New Testament. Matthew chapter 1, and we're going to go to verse number 18. Matthew 1, verse 18. And if you have your place, let me hear you say amen. Wonderful. Let's stand while God's word is being read. I'm going to read verses 18 through 25. God's word says this. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophets, the virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son. And he gave him the name Jesus. Let's go to God in prayer. Father, what a wonderful and familiar story. The birth of your son Jesus. How simple. That your son who came to redeem mankind for all who believe came into this world as a child. Father, these words that you're going to have me speak here this morning, Father, may they penetrate all of our hearts. May they stir up life in all of us, Lord. The life that your Son came to provide, that eternal life. I decrease, Lord. May you increase. I hide behind the cross, and may your name be proclaimed and exalted above all. The name of Jesus. And we ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lowly exile here, until the Son of God appears. Rejoice! Rejoice, O Israel, to thee shall come Emmanuel. It is the year 722 BC. You are a faithful Jew from the tribe of Zebulun. You and your family live and prosper in the part of the promised land that your forefathers inherited as the promise of God to Abraham. Something terrible happens that year. You and the other people in the land of Zebulun, along with people in the land of nine other tribes, are taken captive by that wicked Gentile nation, Assyria. You are then exiled out of your land to the land inhabited by people who worship false gods and idols. What was once your land, your possessions, and your way of life no longer exists. You are now in captivity. You are no longer your own. It is the year 575 BC. You are a faithful Jew from the tribe of Judah. You and your family live and prosper in the part of the promised land that your forefathers inherited as the promise of God to Abraham. It is only the tribe of Judah and the tribe of Benjamin that now remain as Israel. The other 10 tribes were exiled about 150 years before to the land of Assyria. Something terrible happens that year. You and the other people in the land of Judah, along with the people in the land of Benjamin, are taken captive by that wicked Gentile nation of Babylon. You are then exiled out of your land to the land inhabited by people who worship false gods and idols. What was once your land, your possessions, and your way of life no longer exist. You are now in captivity. You are no longer your own. It is now many centuries later. If you are a faithful Jewish man or woman, you are crying for help. You are crying for deliverance. You are feeling the wrath of God for the sins of your forefathers. You are mourning in lowly existence in exile. You are crying for your Messiah. O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lowly exile here until the Son of God appears. Rejoice, rejoice, O Israel, to thee shall come Emmanuel. I can just picture myself sitting on the ridge of a field, looking up at the night sky with my heart aching desperately for my land, for my customs, for my feast, for my religion, for my temple, and for my God. As a faithful Jew, I would have remembered what my mother taught me about the words of the prophet Isaiah, who said that a child would be born to a virgin. And this child would be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And the virgin will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. I wonder when this child would be born and how it would be that he could possibly be a ransom for me and for my people. What would he do? Or what would he possibly pay to free me? To free my people? A part of me would be in desperation. I would cry out to God and I would say, free me from this captivity. Do not allow me to suffer at the hands of a Gentile king. Free me from this captivity, O Lord. Do not allow me to suffer from the iniquities of those that were committed before me. But there would be another part of me that would say this: Rejoice, O Israel, for it will be to you that redemption will come. Rejoice, O Israel, for it will be to you from the root of Jesse that deliverance from your captors will come. I want to rejoice, but I cry in desperation. No one has freed my forefathers from the Assyrians or from the Babylonians or from the Persians and then from the Greeks and now from the Romans. How will this child possibly set me and my people free? O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lowly exile here, until the Son of God appears. Rejoice, rejoice, O Israel, to thee shall come Emmanuel. It is now a few centuries later. You are standing in the temple court on just an ordinary day. There is a conversation going on between an old man and two young parents who just brought their newborn son to the temple so they may consecrate him to the Lord, as was the Jewish custom. The mother, with a smile on her face, hands the child to the old man, and tears come into his eyes. And then you hear him say this: Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. The old man hands the child back to the mother and says this to her. He looks at her in the eye and says, This child is destined to cause the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your soul too. You turn away and you wonder, is this the child? Is this the one that has been promised for hundreds and hundreds of years? Is this the one that is going to come and set me free and set free the people of Israel? Could this be Emmanuel? O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lowly exile here, until the Son of God appears. Rejoice, rejoice, O Israel. To thee shall come Emmanuel. It is now December the 12th, 2010. O come, Emmanuel. There's good news today, my friends. Emmanuel has arrived. He was born as a child about 2,000 years ago. And that conversation that you heard was between a man, an old man named Simeon, who was given a promise by the Spirit that he would see the Savior. And the young parents, people by the name of Joseph and Mary, they had a rather special birth and experience happen to them. And ransom captive Israel. The child has come to set the captives free. And not captivity as you would have thought for those 700 years. Not captive from our Gentile oppressors. Not captivity from the Assyrians, or the Babylonians, or the Persians, or the Greeks, or the Romans. Captivity from what has really got a hold on us. Freedom from the captivity of our sins. That is what Emmanuel has come to set us free from. Because sin has become our master. And Jesus has come to set us free from that captivity. In our unbelieving days, we mourn in lowly exile because our sin has severed our relationship that we had with the Father. But there's good news today, my friends, that that relationship can now be made right because the Son of God, Emmanuel Himself, has appeared until the Son of God appears. I can stand here and I can rejoice. I can rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, O Israel. Rejoice, believer. Rejoice, Donna. Rejoice, Lee. Rejoice, Carrie. Rejoice, all of us believers, because Emmanuel has come to our lives to set us free. I can rejoice because I was once a captive in exile, but now the blood of Jesus Christ that He shed on the cross has paid that ransom. I always wondered throughout those 700 years how a child would be the ransom for my country. It was because He lived to die on a cross for me and for you and for all that believe. If you're sitting in here this morning and you are an unbeliever, you too should be rejoicing because that same child who lived to die as a ransom for me and for you and for all those other believers in this room came as a ransom to die for your sins too. That, my friends, is the good news today. Why do we celebrate the birth of a child? Oh, we like the little baby, and we like the swaddling clothes, and we like the scene of the magi coming at some point in time and delivering the gifts, and the shepherds hearing the heavenly host of heaven and seeing the birth of a child in a manger. If that child did not come, none of us in here would have life. If that child did not come, Emmanuel, as God with us, we would all be without hope. But praise the Lord, He sent a Savior, born as a child, that He would live and grow and minister and die on a cross and be risen from the dead and ascended into heaven. So people like you and I can gather on days like today and say, rejoice, rejoice, because Emmanuel has come to us. Let's all sing. Stay right where you're at. You don't even have to stand. The words of O Come, Emmanuel are in your bulletin. We're just going to sing this one quick verse. Yes, there were people that were captives by foreign countries in captivity for the sins of their forefathers. We were captives of our sins in our life. Emmanuel has come to set us free. Let's sing.
Oh come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel. That mourns in lowly exile here, until the Son of God appears. Rejoice, rejoice, O Israel, to thee shall come Emmanuel.